chapter 42. But do not be ashamed of the following things, lest you sin through human partiality. Do not be ashamed of the law of the Most High and His precepts, or of rendering judgment to acquit the wicked, of sharing the expenses of a business or a journey, or of dividing an inheritance or property, of accuracy of scales and balances, or of tested measures and weights, of acquiring much or little, or of bargaining and dealing with a merchant, of constant training of children, or of beating the sides of a disloyal servant, of a seal to keep an erring wife at home, or of a key placed where there are many hands, of numbering every deposit, or of recording all that is given or received, of chastisement of the silly and the foolish, or of the tottering old graybeard occupied with sexual immorality. Thus you will be truly refined and recognized by all men as discreet. A daughter is a treasure that keeps her father wakeful, and worry over her drives away rest, lest she pass her prime unmarried, or when she is married, lest she be disliked, while unmarried, lest she be seduced, or as a wife, lest she prove unfaithful, lest she conceive in her father's home, or be sterile in that of her husband. My son, keep a close watch on your daughter, lest she make you the sport of your enemies, a byword in the city, a reproach among the people, an object of derision in public gatherings. See that there is no lattice in her room, no place that overlooks the approaches to the house. Do not let her parade her beauty before any man, or spend her time with married women. For just as moths come from garments, so a woman's wickedness comes from another woman. Better a man's harshness than a woman's indulgence, and a frightened daughter than any disgrace. Now I will recall the works of God, and I will describe what I have seen. At the word of the Lord were His works brought into being, and an act of His grace is His doctrine. As the rising sun is clear to all, so the glory of the Lord fills all His works. Yet even God's holy ones must fail in recounting all His marvelous works, though the Lord has given His host the strength to stand firm before His glory. He plumbs the abyss and penetrates the heart. He understands their secrets. The Most High possesses all knowledge and sees in advance what is to come upon the age. He makes known the past and the future and reveals the deepest secrets. No understanding does He lack. No single thing escapes Him. Perennial is His almighty wisdom. He is one and the same from all eternity, with nothing added, nothing taken away, no need of a counselor for Him. How beautiful are all His works, even to the spark in the fleeting vision. All of them live and abide forever, and each one is preserved to meet a particular need. All of them come in pairs, one from another, yet none of them has He made in vain. For each in turn, as it comes, is good. Can one ever see enough of their splendor?